In March 2010, I commenced an arts degree, much to my mother's dismay. I'd attended the top high school in the country and she expected me to do law or medicine. But neither law nor medicine appealed to me. I enjoyed reading and I was a good writer, so I started with general English subjects, obtaining a full ride at university. During my undergraduate studies, I switched majors each semester. My teachers were frustrated by my lack of commitment to any one subject. I went from international relations to art history, Greek studies to cinema studies. I grew vague and inattentive. I didn't make many friends. I walked around campus with a sluggish step, my feet dragging the cobbled pathways, the straps of my bag clinging onto the bones of my shoulders, always threatening to fall off. I didn't know who I was or what I wanted to do. I knew only that I enjoyed reading books, and that when I was immersed in a story, I forgot about everything, especially the pressures my mother put on me to find a stable job. One day in my third year, our Chinese studies professor was sick and a replacement showed up. She was a small, slender woman, not yet middle-aged, but possessing the air of someone who knew she no longer required the affirmation of men. Her hair was cut short to her scalp, her wrists small enough to slip through the box beside the door to pull out the key to the hall. "I am Professor Samantha Egan-Smith," the woman announced, though we all knew who she was. "And I'm teaching this class for the next two semesters while Professor Tsai is recovering." She looked delicate yet strong. She printed her name on the whiteboard at the front of the room as if to expand her aura of gentle authority. She said, "I'm not Chinese like Professor Tsai, but I lived in China for over a decade." Then she began speaking fluent Mandarin and the atmosphere in the room changed, as though she had transformed into a child prodigy swooping a Rachmaninoff number on stage. I noticed pairs of eyes turning to glance at each other, as though they needed to see their shock in another's eyes to acknowledge the miracle they were witnessing. To me, it was unremarkable. I could speak fluent English and nobody paid me any attention. Yet, when a white person spoke a language from the East, it was as though they had performed a miracle. People responded as if they had seen a dog fly. Still, I found myself stunned, not by the professor's flawless speech or lack of accent, but by her easy grace, her delicate manner, and the way she moved her body, as if it were an extension of the grand lecture hall we were in.